Same thing.
That's what he said. Yes.
Okay. And what would you use to, if your instruments would get dull, what would you use to sharpen them?
File or a emery wheel. What was that called? Dad used to grind them.
Grindstone.
Yeah, a grindstone.
Okay. And to cut wood, you'd put it up on a...
Sawhorse.
Okay, were there different kinds of sawhorses?
I suppose as many as everyone made.
Yeah, I see now. These were sort of an A-frame or an X?
An X.
I see.
The ones I've seen.
Okay. Were there any stone walls in these parts?
Just metal.
I don't think they ever used them for fences. They do in Oregon, but we didn't have that very many.
They used to have one around Kitterman's up here.
Yeah, and there's one up at the cemetery that they're put together with cement, but not common.
Now, is that what they call it, a stone wall or a stone fence?
Stone wall.
Okay. Righty, let's see. I was going to tell you, a G-Wiz, I think that's a spring tooth harrow.
Oh, is it?
Now, are you familiar with spring tooth harrows?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How is that different than a regular harrow?
Longer teeth, aren't they? Curved, yeah. Digs down more. A harrow is just a piece of iron that sticks down this way and it's fastened in right like this and it just goes along with that. Where a spring tooth has a thing more like this.
On an angle instead of straight down.
Well, no, it's straight down, but it's got a curve to it.
Made out of spring steel instead of just regular iron.
Nice.
Steel.
Yeah, I'm getting it backwards on it. This is the way it digs through the ground. And the other goes straight.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it doesn't catch on rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
break
on rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it does that too. Okay. Maybe you could tell me a few types of ranchers' tools that they would carry around with them.
Pliers, hammers, knife.
What about a sheep herder? He'd carry around to cut the wool?
Oh, he wouldn't carry him with him.
He wouldn't carry him?
No, sheep.